The U.S. administration in Baghdad is coming under mounting criticism for the slow pace of its efforts to hand over authority to Iraqis. After toppling Saddam Hussein's regime in April, the Bush administration said it would establish an interim Iraqi government. But the U.S. has since scrapped those plans and is now taking a very different approach. A U.S. official met today with students and faculty at Baghdad University to explain how the U.S. is trying to establish a democratic process in Iraq at the grassroots level. From Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The meeting began as a polite affair. Hundreds of Iraqis jammed into a sweltering auditorium to hear from an American official. The topic, U.S. efforts to organize a democratic process in Iraq. But like almost every day in post-war Iraq, there was an unexpected twist to the event. Scores of angry students suddenly burst into the room, unfurling anti-American banners and exercising their newfound right to demonstrate. One student shouted out a common question here. Why haven't the Americans depended more on the Iraqis to build a government, he asked. Nearly 3 months after the fall of Saddam Hussein, U.S. promises to give Iraqis some political say have not been met. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer scrapped an initial pledge to establish an interim Iraqi government. Instead, he's expected next month to select an advisory council of some 24 Iraqis. But there is no talk of national elections anytime in the near future. Reflecting growing public frustration with the lack of political progress here, Iraq's leading Shiite cleric, a moderate, recently issued a warning. U.S. occupation forces, he said, must allow Iraqis to start ruling themselves. U.S. official P.G. Dermer assured today's audience that Bremer is committed to doing just that.
Several weeks ago, Ambassador Bremer decided to help speed up the process to democracy in Iraq. Speed up in one sense, but in another sense, start the very basics in a very long-range process.
That means starting the political process on the local level in Baghdad, said Dermer. He said he and other members of the civil administration have been meeting with Iraqis in various parts of the capital. The aim, he said, is to select members of neighborhood councils. Eventually, he said, district councils would be selected and finally a city council. Dermer assured the audience that a national government will ultimately be formed, but these local councils, said Dermer, are an important first step toward democracy.
We're trying to start the process so that Baghdad and Iraq can develop its own democratic process. Right now you have nothing. Nothing.
Afterwards, some students expressed doubts, saying the U.S. plan does not meet their expectations. But others welcomed the step-by-step process, like political science student Shoal Abdul-Wahab. We don't know anything about democracy, she said. We have to go slowly with American support. Western analysts say the U.S. is being intentionally cautious in Iraq. It doesn't want to move too hastily to set up a government it later regrets. Some Iraqis say they understand that concern, but there's also fear that the process has become so slow that America is losing the confidence of many here. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.